something I'm used to, but I never really thought about until this past year when everyone started talking about Asian American experience. I think it was I was just listening to like podcasts of different Asians talking about their experience. And I feel like I related a lot to them. And most recently is like when I'm at a workplace or in any setting, I look around, I'm like, I'm the only Asian person here. I'm not even Lao Asian, but just Asian. And it's something I think about more and more, which is nice because I think it took me a while to accept it as my identity. And not that I was ashamed of it, but I don't think I was given the tools to really understand it, because with my parents' generation, they just wanted to survive. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just about putting food on the table and getting by and, you know, and finding comforting moments and, you know, in the little things and quality time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of it I didn't understand. Even recently, I did like a design for like a print, and I did research on like Lao New Year, and I know what we do with like, you know, like letting go water, but I never understood why we did it or anything. It's just something you were taught to do. So when I did like my own research, I was like, oh, it's like karma, like you're letting go of the bad parts so you can start new. And like, you know, those water is a symbolism of rebirth and all this stuff. And so it was something that I was doing this past year.